Welcome to the ProVest Perspective with Noel Swain, CFP, and host Pamela Lida. Noel is an investment advisor with Cambridge Investment Research, a monthly columnist for the Spartanburg Herald Journal newspaper, and has been interviewed many times on NPR. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready for some straightforward, honest talk. Now, here's Noel Swain and host Pamela Lida.
For years, you've saved, invested, and planned for the day you could enjoy a long, stable, dream-filled retirement. But when it's actually time to retire, you'll be confronted with several basic but extremely important questions, which could leave you wondering, I'm retired, now what? So today on the ProVest Perspective, we're going to look at some of the issues that face the newly retired. One of the most important decisions that many retirees have to make is, now that I'm retired, what should I actually do with my retirement savings? Question may be basic, but the answer isn't necessarily simple. The fact of the matter is that you have a lot of options and a lot of choices to make. And if you want to make your savings last as long as you do, it's critical that you choose the right option. So the first topic we'll discuss on today's podcast entitled, I'm Retired, Now What? Is what to do with your 401k once you've retired.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Noel. I am going to try to answer some of these questions and go along during this podcast since it was a great day to be here. I think this is a good subject today, and this is what we're going to be talking about. Okay, now to the answer of the question, Pamela. What to do with your 401k once you retire? For many people, though, 401k is the easiest and most convenient way to save for retirement. According to one study, nearly 80% of full-time workers have access to an employer-sponsored retirement plan, such as a 401k. And of these, more than 80% of those people participate in their plan. So it's clear your 401k is a very valuable tool when it comes to saving for your own retirement. But looking ahead to the day that you're actually retired, what do you do with that 401k? Now, generally speaking, you have three basic options. You can leave the assets in your 401k where they are, which is in your old employer plan. Number two, you can take the money out of your 401k and stick them in the savings account at your local bank or invest them in individual securities like stocks and bonds. Or three, you can roll the money in your 401k over to an IRA, or you can convert it to a Roth IRA. So let's look at all three of these in a little bit further detail. The first option, leave the assets where they are. Now, some firms will allow you to leave the money in your 401k where it is even after you retire. There are some obvious benefits to doing this. For example, you may really like the investment options in your 401k, or you may have a lot of faith in the person or company managing that 401k. If so, leaving the money where it is, at least temporarily, can make a lot of sense. However, you'll no longer be able to make contributions to your 401k. Additionally, you will likely have fewer investment options than you will with an IRA. And remember, withdrawing money from your 401k can be tricky, as there are a lot of rules and potential penalties to contend with that are different than what you would find in an IRA. Now, let's go on to option two. Withdraw all the funds out of your 401k. You can think of this as essentially cashing out. This option certainly gives you the greatest control over your money. Unfortunately, there are way too many pitfalls to this approach. Depending on your age and tax situation, you may find your money is subject to both ordinary income taxes and early withdrawal penalties. Also, converting your 401k assets to cash means potentially exposing your retirement savings to emotional decisions and bad investment choices. And the other thing, when you take your money out and just withdraw the money, yeah, you are going to have to pay taxes on it. I mentioned that, but I wanted to make sure that we covered that a lot, because let's just say that you have $1 million in your account and you want to take that money out, you're not going to get all $1 million, because you're going to have to pay taxes, which means state and federal together means more than upwards of 40% of it. Anyway, let's roll on. Option three, you could roll your assets into an IRA. Now, this is probably, I think it is the most popular option. And it is for good reason. Rolling your assets into an IRA allows you to continue investing your money and keep it tax deferred, which means you don't have to pay taxes until you actually withdraw money out of it to you. Also, IRAs often come with a far greater selection of investment options, which is important as your needs and your goals change as you get older. Finally, you can continue contributing money to your IRA account as long as you want, as long as you have earned income. Now, keep in mind, however, that with an IRA, you must start making withdrawals, and it's called the required minimum distributions, once you reach age 73. Otherwise, you will be subject to a penalty equal to 25% of the amount you were supposed to have withdrawn. This is the government's way of ensuring that you actually use your savings for retirement. Now, there's a lot of people that come to us, and if you go on our podcast website, The ProVest Perspective, and you scroll down, you see this big red button, and it has the word risk on it. If you click on that button, it will take you to some software that we have as part of our wealth toolkit. You answer the question on it, it will tell you what kind of risk that you're willing to take on your account. And we also have software in which you can enter the investments that you are invested in right now, and it will tell you what the risk is on your current investment portfolio. And we can show you that. And we do that for people that want some real information about their portfolio, because a whole lot of people, they're invested in a lot of stuff that they don't know what they're invested in. And I talk to people all the time. I might ask them why they invested in a particular stock or a particular mutual fund or whatever they did. They say, I don't know. It just looked good at the time, or somebody told me to do it. That's what I did. Need a little bit better reasoning for investing in the things that you do. And those are some of the things that we can help you with.
So what's the right option for you? Well, that's a question that Noel will be happy to help you answer. You can reach us at 800-277-0025. And as Noel was saying, everyone's situation is different. So if you'd like to schedule a time to speak with Noel on the phone or come into the office, we recommend that you sit down with Noel to review both your current situation and your future goals. Or if you want to see how much risk is currently in your portfolio, you can sit down and talk with Noel about that by giving us a call at 800-277-0025. And the thing is, with this way, Noel can help ensure that you have the best option for your individual needs, because everyone's situation is different. So again, that number, 800-277-0025. Noel, can you tell us about something else that the newly retired person needs to consider?
Well, yeah, it's easy to forget that retirement can bring about a significant change in our lives when we get to retirement, whenever we decide to retire. Many of the activities that we spend our time on, we're going to leave them behind. Many of the people that you spent time with will still be working. They're not going to have time for you. They still got a job. Many of the problems and challenges that you stressed over will be traded for a whole new set of problems and challenges. When it comes to retirement planning, yeah, it's very important to spend a good deal of time on financial issues. How to secure income once you've stopped working. How and when to take Social Security, investing, taxes, estate planning. All these issues deserve your attention. But retirement planning is about more than just finances. It's also about quality of life. So here are three quality of life-oriented questions every newly retired person needs to ask themselves. Number one, who will I spend time with besides my spouse? Number two, why do I want to improve in my life? Or what do I want to improve about my life? Number three, how will I deal with the basic demands of life later in retirement as I get older? Now, I'm going to look at these three things sort of separately. Who am I going to spend time with? We humans have a tendency to be social creatures. The company we keep and the people who take part in our social circles play a huge part in making our lives fulfilling, interesting, and stable. It's true of both friends and our coworkers. Friends often share our interests, hobbies, and ambitions. Coworkers, meanwhile, face the same pressures and challenges, which can be a powerful bond. Retirement, however, can put a strain on these bonds. Retirement means no longer seeing your coworkers every day. And since many retirees often move to a new home or spend much of their time traveling, it's not uncommon for friends to start seeing less and less of each other. But there's never a point where we grow too old for friendship. That's why an important part of retirement planning is deciding who you want to spend your time with and when that time will be spent. In some cases, it may mean looking for new communities or groups to join, especially if you plan on moving. By doing this, you are essentially securing a rich, fulfilling retirement for yourself in a way that doesn't really depend on money. Failing to do this, on the other hand, can lead to a retirement with a lot of free time, but also some loneliness. See what I mean about the quality of life? You know, the quality of our lives usually depend in large part on the quality of our friendships, the quality of our relationships. Now, moving on to number two. The second question is to ask yourself, what do I want to improve about my life or in my life? It's been said that no one truly grows old until they start thinking about yesterday more than they're thinking about tomorrow. Even though physical growth stops once you reach adulthood, personal growth doesn't ever have to end. And if you think about it, life is essentially a finite resource, which means it can be measured in how well we use that resource. But the thing about resources is that they become worthless if unused. Money isn't much good if it never leaves a piggy bank. Food turns rotten if it's left uneaten. And life becomes empty if we don't use it to progress and grow. So to prevent that from happening, start determining how you want to keep growing. What skills do you want to learn or refine? What obstacles do you want to overcome? What milestones do you want to reach? While it's nice to imagine a retirement spent lounging on a hammock, many people find that gets old pretty quick, but becoming more than what you already are, it never gets old. To me, that's the most wonderful thing about retirement. Suddenly, you have the time to learn those skills or teach those milestones. Like life itself, time is another finite resource. That makes retirement a blank check in which you cash in on more. Now, the third question here, how will I deal with basic demands of life later on in my retirement? These days, people are living longer than ever, and there's every reason to believe that trend is going to continue, but eventually everyone finds themselves slowing down. Many of the activities that once were easy, well, they become hard. Take the simple act of getting groceries. Once a week, you get in your car, you drive to the store, you pick out a shopping cart, you stroll the aisles looking for the various foods you want to eat. You've done it for years and probably have never given it a second thought. Unfortunately, the day will come when this once simple act requires a lot more thought. For example, imagine that you're 85 years old. Will you still be able to drive? Will you still have the energy to push the cart or to put away the groceries once you get home? Now, imagine some of the other activities you once took for granted, like changing light bulbs or mowing the lawn or cleaning out the gutters. Eventually, you may not be able to do these things by yourself. It's not a pleasant thing to think about, but that's exactly why it deserves careful thought. Sadly, I have known retirees who didn't really plan for that inevitability. As a result, the basic demand of life became very stressful and careful. That leads to a lower quality of life. But the good news is that by planning now, you can determine where you will get help in your advanced years and how to pay for that if it becomes necessary. That way, you'll never have to worry about getting groceries or keeping your home in order. All you'll have to do is follow the plan. After all, who wants to spend their golden years worrying about stuff?
So as you can see, retirement planning is about more than just money. It's also about your quality of life. You've worked hard to be able to retire one day, so you owe it to yourself to make sure retirement is as fulfilling and stress-free as possible. So take some time to think about those questions that Noel posed. Remember, time and life are both finite resources. By spending a little bit of those resources now, you can get the most out of them forever. Now, if you want to download the recording on today's subject, I'm retired. Now what? You can find a copy at our website, which is www.theprovestperspective.com. Or if you'd like to set up a time to talk with Noel on the phone or in person about any of the things we've talked about, perhaps you have a question about your retirement needs, your portfolio, anything at all, don't hesitate to call us. You can reach us at 800-277-0025. Whether it's a question you have for Noel on the phone, or if you'd like to set up an appointment to come in, remember the first appointment is complimentary. The phone number once again is 1-800-277-0025. Now, over the course of Noel's 40-year career, he's worked with many types of retirees. And one thing he's learned is that everyone reacts to retirement differently.
That's true. That is absolutely true, Pamela. Because retirement is a life-altering event. In its own way, retirement is as big a deal as getting married or leaving home or going off to college. Just as no two people have the same college experience, no two people will have the same retirement experience. For example, some work for years to afford retirement, only to find they don't like being retired. Others retire young and have a hard time filling the hours. And of course, there are many people who thrive in retirement, finding it everything they dreamed it would be. But regardless of whether you plan on sleeping in your first day off the job or dream of spending that first day in some exotic location, there's one bit of advice that applies to every type of retiree. Don't stop being yourself now that you're retired. Before I explain what I mean by this, let me explain what I don't mean. I don't mean you shouldn't seek out new challenges or experiences. I don't mean you shouldn't try to grow or improve as a person. I don't mean you shouldn't test your limits or search for new horizons. So here's what I do mean. Many people spend much of their adult lives seeing retirement as the promised land. Finally, they'll have the time and money to do what they want to do. But in order to fund their retirement, they know they have to work hard, save, plan, be intelligent with their money. They train themselves to adopt smart habits, knowing it will pay off in the future. This is who they are. Unfortunately, some retirees stop being who they are. The moment they retire, the moment they reach the so-called promised land, out go all the good habits. They think they no longer need to save. They no longer have to plan. They stop being intelligent with their money. Since they no longer have to work, they treat retirement like they just won the lottery. In short, they stop being who they are. They stop being themselves. So it's critical when you retire that you don't stop being yourself. Why is it so important? Well, first, remember that just because you're retired doesn't mean you don't still have a future to plan and save for. Maintaining the same habits you had while you were working will help ensure you never run out of money. This will allow you to stay retired. Otherwise, what was the point of retiring in the first place? Second, people who stop being themselves can accidentally alienate those closest to them. Remember, the people who love and care for you do so because you are you. But letting retirement go to your head means running the risk of losing those traits and qualities that made you such a good friend or family member in the first place.
Now, retirement is absolutely the time to go on that big trip you've always dreamed of. It's a time for learning a new skill or moving to your ideal house near the beach. In short, it's a time for fulfilling your dreams. But as you take in the sights near the getaway spot or lounge on the porch watching the sunset, never forget what got you in there the first place. Never forget the importance of saving, planning, and being intelligent with your money. Enjoy the present, but never let it obscure the future. In short, never stop being you.
Perhaps the single biggest difference between retirement and employment is a sudden increase in free time. Now, for the first time in your adult life, or maybe even the first time period, you answer to no one's schedule but your own. You could be as busy or as idle as you want to be. In fact, some retirees find they have entirely too much free time, more than they know what to do with. Fortunately, this problem is easily solved. All you have to do is find a hobby. Maybe you already have hobbies you want to pursue in retirement. It's so great. But many people work so hard that they never have time to enjoy a hobby. Some people don't even know what hobbies that they have that they don't even know what they would enjoy. Alternatively, some people enjoy their job so much that they never feel the need for a hobby until they retire. The upshot of all this is that developing a hobby is actually an underrated but vitally important skill to have. So perhaps the most important thing to do on your first day of retirement, assuming you haven't already done so, is to start figuring out just what kind of hobbies you want to pursue. Of course, everyone knows about the stereotypical hobby: travel, fishing, golf. But there's so many amazing activities to enjoy. In fact, many of them can be done very close to home and require little to no money. The richness of life is measured not by how much money you have, but by how you spend the time that's been given to you. So we've written down here a list of hobbies that you could start doing, and I'm going to get your help, Pamela, on this. I'm going to read one, and then you read the next one, and we'll keep on going until we get to the end.
Hopefully we'll jog someone's memory if they haven't thought about it.
Yeah, think about this. First one is, how about learning how to draw or paint?
Or what about learning a new language?
Yeah, that'd be good. How about writing the great American novel?
Or perhaps blogging is more something you'd enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Or if you like taking pictures, learn how to be a good photographer.
Or perhaps restore old photos.
Yeah, that could be good. Or getting your hands dirty and getting out and doing some gardening.
Or perhaps learn a new instrument. And as soon as you're ready, go to a local jam session. That could be fun.
Yeah, if you're playing along with them, that would be good. I think the only thing I know how to play is a radio. Next thing, some people just enjoy, you know, a big telescope and they just go stargazing, look at different stars in the sky. That can be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And learning a martial art, you know, you're never too old.
Yes, but it sure is hard.
It's probably better to start earlier than later.
And if you're interested in your family and how it goes back and everything, you could do some genealogy work.
Another thing you might enjoy is antiquing.
Not me. I like new stuff. Well, actually, I do like old cars. If you're talking about antiquing
cars, there
I'm
you
good
go.
For it. But if you're talking about dresser drawers and stuff like that, that's not for me. All right. How about entering checkers tournaments or chess tournaments or something like that if you're good at that game?
Here's something a little off the wall, but perhaps become a mushroom hunter or, you know, something strange like that. Just find something you really enjoy.
That is strange. Leave it to you to come up with something like that. You could. And this is something that I might even do when I retire and become politically involved.
I think that's very important. Another thing, you could become a community historian.
Yeah, that would be good. There'd be a whole lot of people that would be interested in the history of the community they live in. Some people, they have a shop out back and they do woodworking, the carpentry, and they build cabinets and they make chairs and they do things. If they get good at it now, that's something I have never been good at.
No, we've got some clients that enjoy that.
Yeah, we certainly do.
How about this? Coach a youth sports.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great if you can stand a kid. Yeah, you know, the older you get, the less.
But you can leave them behind.
Yeah. I got to tell you, last Sunday, I invited my grandson and his fiancee over to our house, and we cooked out burgers outside and everything. You know, we hadn't had a kid in the house. We needed to childproof the house in like 30 years. And this lady that came, the fiance, she has two small children. I think one, his second birthday was that day. And the other one is like 3 and a half or something like that. And Lord, they found every single thing that we hadn't put up and stuff. And I mean, that's something. So coaching youth sports.
Got to make sure you have the tolerance for it.
You got to make sure you got some patience. That's for sure. And this is something my father-in-law used to do a whole lot. He used to keep bees, and he did beekeeping, and he made honey and made a little bit of money, but that's not what he did it for. He did it for the enjoyment.
Well, this next one is something dear to my heart, and that's join a pet rescue group. If you're a pet lover, you might get some enjoyment.
Yeah, you've been a foster mom for a lot of pets over the years.
I have.
Now, this is not something I'd like to do, but I know that my sister is very good at this, and this is baking cakes or designing cakes, things like that. You know, there's a lot of people that do wedding cakes and things that they really do a great job, and that would be a good hobby.
Another good one you might think to keep physically fit is cycling.
Yeah, that would be good. Now, here's one a little bit off the wall, and you're not going to be too good if you're in the suburbs, but if you're out in the country, it might be good. And that is, keep your own chickens, raise your own eggs, and your own
chicken meat. More people do that. And then chickens are entertaining. They are an entertaining animal, so
they are really stupid, but you're right. They are entertaining.
Or perhaps you want to join a local choir.
Yeah.
Or even a local orchestra band, you know, depending on your interest in that.
Yeah, that would be good. Or you could do what I'm doing, that start a podcast and do it on a subject that you are an expert on. So
easy to do podcast.
Yeah, that's 25 different ideas of things that could become hobbies. And, you know, I might keep this podcast even after I retire and have the podcast on Money Matters because I really do enjoy this. This is a lot of fun for me. But whatever you choose to do, just remember that the richness of life is measured not by how much money you have, but by how you spend the time that's given to you. Folks, I've been doing what I'm doing for 40 years, and I've been having more fun in the last 5 years than I've ever had in my life doing this. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I wouldn't trade what I do for doing anything else. I make a good living, and so doing something you enjoy and making a decent living at it, those are two very, very good things. And so I just encourage you to follow your heart when it comes to retirement. Retire in the right time, and most people know when the right time is. And then make sure that you retire to something, not just from something.
That's right. Yeah, if you have any questions that Noel can answer for you about what to do with your 401k, or perhaps if you have a portfolio that you'd like for him to evaluate, then don't hesitate to contact us. The number is 800-277-0025. You can also talk with Noel about our active management style, which is a little different than most. And that is something we can offer for your potential 401k if you're looking for something to do with it. So whether you have a question he can answer over the phone, or if you'd like to come into the office for that free complimentary first-time appointment, the number to reach us is 800-277-0025. And don't forget to download today's featured report entitled, I'm Retired, Now What? You can find it at www.theprovestperspective.com. We also have other interesting reports on investing, Social Security, retirement planning, as well as several others. So be sure and check out our website. Also has information on our active management style, as well as our wealth toolkit that you hear us talk about a lot. www.theprovestperspective.com is our website. So remember, life doesn't end when you retire. Hopefully, it's the beginning of something wonderful and new. But a successful retirement requires continued planning, whether it's with your finances, your quality of life, or yourself. So when the day comes and you say, I'm retired, now what? The best answer we can give you is anything you'd like. That's it for today's The Provest Perspective. But we'll be back again next week with another information-packed show. But until then,
don't just invest.
Provest.
And thanks for listening to the Provest Perspective Podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. For more information on Noel Swain, CFP, or this episode, visit theprovestperspective.com.
These are the opinions of Noel Swain, CFP, and not necessarily those of Cambridge, and are for informational purposes only. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Provest Wealth Advisors and Cambridge are not affiliated. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Investing in involves risk. Depending on the type of investments, there may be varying degrees of risk. Investors should be prepared to bear loss, including total loss of principal.